Chuck, I guess really this past year has been kind of an interesting year for the cotton industry. Of course, I guess every year is. There's always things that come up. But take a look at it. Just even as you as in your own business and what you do, what's the cotton industry been like for 2012?
Well, it's been a fairly demanding year with the cotton industry. There's a lot of issues dealing with the WTO Brazil case, the new farm bill, not to mention the normal regulatory issues and in Washington, like child labor and farm dust regulations, a multitude of regulations and also the appropriations. So it's been a very busy year for cotton. Fortunately, we've making progress, and fortunately in my area, Georgia, we had a pretty good crop. So everything's going pretty good, fast and furious, so to speak.
Well, you mentioned so many issues, and there are so many issues out there. So I guess really a lot of growers will say, well, what does the National Cotton Council do for us in areas with all those issues you have to deal with?
Well, you know, Cotton Council maintains an office in Washington with staffed and maintains all the regulations, what's going on in Washington, farm bill, legislative and regulatory issues. Also, technical staff keeps up with the issues of bale packaging, other issues as weed risk management, production issues. We also have a communications division which try to communicate to the cotton production segment what the council is doing and what information they need to be distributed. So there's a lot going on. And fortunately, the Cotton Council is blessed with an excellent staff that works 100% for cotton, 110% for cotton. They're not 8-to-5 people. They do what it takes to get the job done. And in my position this year as Cotton Council chairman, I've been able to see how much work is involved, how much they truly do care. It's not just a job. It's a vocation, just as a cotton producer. It's not just a job on the farm. It's a vocation and a love, and the staff at Cotton Council shares that love for cotton as a cotton production segment and all the industries associated.
That was kind of my next question. As you become more involved in leadership roles with the National Cotton Council, has it opened your eyes into what this organization really does and what it means?
Yeah, you know, first of all, when you get involved with that and you go into the leadership position and understand some of the complexities of some of these trade agreements, some of the such as Peruvian CVD case, also you think, well, man, you know, why do I want to drop back on a farm bill and maybe, you know, we know stacks is not as good as what we have, but if I'm just sitting on the turn row and I don't understand all the budgetary concerns and the need to settle the WTO Brazil case, I'm like, what are those guys doing? I'd rather have what we had. And the council would rather have what we had in the past, but knowing the issues that we face, you have to take what's given you and come out the best you can with what you have.
Realize here at the Beltwide, obviously things are changing. This is the last one as we know it. But that's just really kind of a sign of the times, isn't it?
I think so. I think the Cotton Council is committed to technology transfer and also committed to the science of searching for the right word, but the technology transfer and the essence of this Beltwide. And I think they're putting a lot of thought into it. They're going to move it into a more regional, local type transfer, but always maintaining this technical conference type approach, and also the consultant conference. I think the consultant conference is going to involve and be very important to the Beltwide in the future.
So, like any other farmer out there, though, you got to be optimistic and look forward to 2013 coming up.
Oh, yeah. There's always hope. You know, we had luckily in the Southeast, we had an excellent crop. And, in fact, we're still genning that crop. And of course, we always wish the price was better, but we see a bright future for cotton in the Southeast. I mean, I know we have a lot of competing crops that the prices aren't there as good, but cotton's been good to our in the Southeast, in Georgia, especially in Georgia, if I speak Georgia. But I think cotton, you know, acreage is going to definitely be down this year because of price U.S.-wide, nationwide. But I think there's some positives you can say through Joe Nicosia's speech about there's some problems with the supply in China and getting the consumption back up. But I think through programs like Cotton Council International and other programs that Cotton Incorporated, all these programs will keep working, and it'll help cotton get back into the competitive edge, it will. And, you know, it may not be, it may take a year or two to try to get things worked out, and we're trying to, but hopefully that all happen and cotton be a competitive crop and a good crop for the U.S. producer. You know, and one concern everywhere is if they do lose production of cotton in the area, they lose the gins and the infrastructure. So that is a concern in some of the areas of the cotton belt.